greetings this morning in Jesus' name. Beautiful songs we had the privilege to sing this morning that remind us that there is more to life than here and now, and that's very encouraging. We live for more than just our current experiences, whether they be good or not so good, or either way. If we are suffering and there are trials, we can be assured that they're not forever. If things are going well and we're blessed, we can be assured that that's not the end in itself, but that there is even greater blessing. I'd like to talk a little about faith this morning, and this will be just a small look into what all faith encompasses. Certainly not exhaustive. Faith is so crucial and central to the Christian walk. I don't know if we would get to the bottom of it if we spent all day, but it was something I've personally needed a bit of a reminder, you know, more recently as you know, things come our way that we don't always have the perfect answer for. We need faith. We need faith that the Lord knows, He understands, and He will render judgment and an answer in His time. Another thing, why is faith so important? Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So without this critical ingredient of faith, we really can't get to first base. We haven't even begun to please God, and neither do we believe that He will reward us if we diligently seek Him. So faith is a foundation to the Christian walk. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Faith produces works, live works. Without faith, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, that there is a crown awaiting us, uncorrupted, that nobody can take away from us. Our works, first of all, there won't be many, and what they are going to be a chore, a drudgery, just something we do because we know we're supposed to. But when we have faith and we believe that the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, our works have life. They have meaning. We have joy and peace in them. We trust Him with the outcome. And there's great peace in that. In sickness, James 5:15 says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and forgive his sins if he hath committed any." So we even need faith to believe when we pray for health and so on. If it's not mixed with faith, it will not be very effective. The preaching of the Word. Hebrews 4 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them." But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We can listen to the best preaching that anyone has to offer, and if we don't have faith mixed in with it, if we don't believe that the Lord has said it, it will profit us nothing. It will simply be a nice sermon that we heard that sounded good to our ears. Let's read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Would anyone else volunteer to read that and just save on my voice a little bit? Tao?
Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. According that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and David also and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Thank you, brother. Some pretty profound things hinge on faith. As I mentioned earlier, it's our basis for even coming to God. It's our it's the way Noah was warned. It's what motivated Abraham. It's what still motivates us to sojourn here as pilgrims and strangers, while we look for that same city that they looked for, a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." I think it was Paul that said, I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. Therefore, there is a crown awaiting him." He had that confidence. He believed it. And so do we. It's by faith that we will choose the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. If we lack faith, we will not make that decision properly. But if we're looking beyond by faith, we will choose the greater reward. It's by faith that we forsake Egypt. It's by faith that we pass through the Red Sea. These are literal things that happened there, but in our lives today we have similar situations where we have to choose to press on by faith or not. And I would like to point out, you know, the blessings of faith. If we're full of faith, if we're faithful, the world is not worthy of us. It says they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They were in the world, but they were not of the world. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. It wasn't something that they got in this life, but they believed the promises of God. And an eternal reward. God having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. The same is for us. The chapter is full of Old Testament faithful people, but the same goes for us. We serve the same God. We live in a world that is pretty short-sighted. If I can't see it, I won't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. Just some popular slogans out there. When we indulge in that mindset, I think we hurt only ourselves. I had to think of Thomas when Jesus, after his resurrection, met with the disciples. It says, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. That was all I had in mind to share, and I trust the rest of the day will be full of brothers sharing more things to build up our faith in God and